Now, we talked about this during the pandemic, that the biggest problem was not going to be the actual disease itself, but the mental health issues that resulted from the responses to the COVID pandemic, the lockdowns and the loss of work, etc. Well, not only that, it now turns that long COVID sufferers are dealing with emotional responses, not necessarily physical problems, but the emotional side, which they say is debilitating. To talk to us more about this, we're joined by claims advocate and CEO of AFRM. Jeez, that's a tongue twister. AFRM, Claims Advocacy, Bruno Maraca. G'day, Bruno.
Good morning, Stephen. I thought I'd start off with a tongue twister.
Yeah, now that I've got that out of my system. Talk to us about this, because we've been talking for the better part of 2 years about the mental health impacts of the response to COVID, but long COVID, which, look, I've got to say, is still to the at this stage rather ill-defined, I would have thought.
Well, they have defined long COVID. Let's have a quick chat about that first. So long COVID is those patients, if you like, who are suffering COVID symptoms for longer than 12 weeks.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. They might include respiratory, lethargy, fatigue, brain fog, as it's known, sort of memory and concentration issues. It's very individual. However, what we do know is that it does impact patients for longer than 12 weeks. And Stephen, the point there is that it's a triple whammy. There's the physical aspect, there's the emotional aspect of it, and the financial, exactly what you've mentioned. Some people, it's so debilitating that they're not able to drop the kids off to school, they're not able to do the shopping, socialise, and can't work.
So what remedies are available? Because you obviously work in the field of personal injury claims or personal insurance claims. How does that all work?
Well, I suppose what's available, which a lot of people aren't aware of, is that if long COVID is impacting your capacity to work, then you may be entitled to be paid an income whilst you're not able to work, and that income can be paid from your personal insurance, which is your insurance and your super. Less than 30% of working Aussies know they have personal insurance in their super. So what we do is we essentially assist patients who are suffering long COVID, who haven't been able to work as a result, by supporting them to explore their personal insurance in their super. So it's paying them an income whilst they're not able to work.
This is an interesting aspect, because I guess the biggest problem with superannuation is most people don't know what their super situation is. I guess in this case, that might be have turned out to be a silver lining, because there are a lot of people out there advocating that we get rid of our insurance in our super. But here is an opportunity that a lot of people might not have thought, might not have known that they had a protection that's there in place.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, to be really clear, by exploring their personal insurance and their super, it does not impact their superannuation balance at all, because it's actually just exploring the default insurance within their super. I mean, to give you an idea, the stats are significant, and it's surprising we don't hear enough of it, to be honest. There's 31,000 Aussies who call in sick each day because of long COVID.
Wow. So what is the first step? What do people need to do if they've got long COVID and it is affecting their ability to work? How do you determine whether or not your personal insurance covers that or not?
Well, often what we instruct the patients to do is, first of all, to continue to get treatment. And there's long COVID clinics that have set up across the country as a starting point. So first and foremost, it's dealing with the physical aspect of their condition. But then second to that, from an administration perspective, we just have them, if they contact our office, we help them through that, and we remove that administrative burden. So with their permission, we engage their super fund or their insurer directly and start that process for them. Because as you can imagine, when you're not at your best, it's often a difficult process, so we alleviate a lot of that administrative burden for them.
In particular, when it comes to super, as I said, most people don't know what's going on with their super anyway, so the last thing you want to do when you're not at 100% is deal with something that you're not used to anyway. So all good advice. Bruno, I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's Bruno Muraca. He's a claims advocate and CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy. Look, if you are suffering from long COVID and it is affecting your ability to work, it might be worth getting in touch with somebody like Bruno and looking at your personal insurance that is attached to your super.